calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, remember me? Your husband? Dad to your kids and so forth? I'm still here. I'm still in love with you. And I still want you back. I've been interested in the events of the day. You know, the United States did an act of war against Iran. I mean, the most provocative yet. And I wonder about my kids, you know, especially, obviously, I have no idea George's mindset. You know, when I was George's age, I was in the U.S. military. And, you know, I sure wouldn't want to be there now. The Lord was gracious to me that I got in just after the peace accords were signed with Vietnam, and out before anything major happened. You know, the biggest thing we had was the group in Germany, Bader-Meinhof gang. Yes, I was there for them. And they were, you know, not too many miles away, but far enough away. But I wonder about George, his attitude, my family's attitude, and things of that nature, and obviously Walter and Zadok as they grow. And, you know, considering the way our culture has changed, the same thing is true with Suzanne and Glory Jane. I wonder about their attitudes, because what we did today, what the United States government did today, was an act of war. It was aggression. It was uncalled for. You'll hear a lot of things about, oh, it was retaliation. No. We're the aggressor. We are the aggressor. You know, I've started studying so much more about history. You know, little issues that when Zbigniew Brzezinski went to Afghanistan in the, what was it, the 1970s, and started the Taliban and so forth, worked with a gentleman named Osama bin Laden, who had offices in England, the bin Laden family's built a lot of Mecca and so forth, which you can't go there because it's Muslim only. But it's, you know, so we've had our hands in all of this. We built up the Iraqi leader, Saddam Hussein. I mean, we put him in place. We put the Shah of Iran in place. We overthrew the country in 53, put the Shah of Iran in place, all for oil. And we have, you know, Donald Trump, get the oil out of Syria and whatnot. It's a thief. He is a thief. Now he's clearly a murderer in the sense that he killed a man today, specifically, apparently, on his orders. So, the question I have is, how about my own kids? One of these days, you know, the U.S., the U.S. has peaked. You can hear a lot of people talk about it, about this. From the foreign perspective, the U.S. is a laughingstock. The last several leaders have been considered buffoons. And we can't be trusted. And the only reason we have standing in the world is because we have the strongest military. But we have a strong military, but we don't produce anything anymore. So nobody wants what we do. A lot of people won't buy our food because of the garbage we put into it and so forth. And we don't manufacture things like we used to. The obviously things like the steel industry and all that has collapsed. You can't just simply inflate money, and that's what we do. So when my kids grow up, especially as they approach my age, they're not going to be in the world-leading country. China either has or will soon eclipse the U.S. economically. There is a strong suggestion that India has such a fast growth rate economically, they will do so too in the next 10 years or so. And obviously the EU as a whole has or will, but the EU is having their collapse issues. So we will become no longer the prominent power, and the only thing we have is a strong military. And that means if people say, I don't care, we have to exercise our military, as we're doing now in Iran. You know, this is the General Wesley Clark's, you know, 7 countries in 5 years thing. Iran was the last country. And, you know, it's happening. You know, it's kind of like, gee. So how do you prepare George, Susanna, Glory, Jane, Walter, and Zadok? Well, and of course the older kids too. How do you encourage them not to be the arrogant American, but to be a follower of Christ as they see these things happening? This is a question I've been pondering for some time, and I want to encourage, especially George, because obviously he's the one who reached out to me. This really is a big deal. It's going to impact my kid's life. But anyway, I've been thinking about this. I might want to do something to let George know. That may happen. But either way, Dorothy Jane, my lady, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with our kids. And I want you back. I really love you.